Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That was Bob Fitzgerald on the call. The famous Baron Davis dunk. Not bad, Fitz. Not bad. Well done. Well
done. I'll tell you what. A couple years ago, I looked. It had like 4 million hits on YouTube or whatever. People seem to like that play.
I've watched it 87 times myself, Bob, and I need to apologize for drowning you out. You can clearly hear me and 19,700 of my closest friends in the background.
Well, there's a little backstory to that, and you hear it in the very beginning, is I see Baron kind of getting ready to gear up. So I'm ready for something crazy to happen. And Jim is talking about Carlos Boozer's free throwing in the middle of the play. And I literally have to put my arm across his chest and make him shut up so I could call that, because we almost missed that play. And then I do like when we went to break, they slow-mo'd it. And the one I didn't care for Kirilenko too much at that time. But I basically was like, "Hey, put that in your flat top." that was my rollout. So thanks for playing that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, one of the loudest moments ever, I think, at Oracle Arena.
Yeah. Hey. Now wait, I got to ask you guys, because everybody can weigh in, because you all know it. The dunk for Utah, but I got to tell you, Matt Barnes hit a three in game
Dallas.
Six
yeah.
against Dallas. And that when that three went in with like a minute 12 left, that was the Warriors are going to win this series.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I thought there was an earthquake. I literally thought something has shifted in this building, because the crescendo of that noise had like a physical quality to it. So when people say, well, when's the loudest thing you ever had at Oracle? That Matt Barnes three, man, and I'd said, the biggest shot of his career, but like it felt like the floor tilted. I mean, that was when 20,000 people realized, oh my God, they're going to beat the Mavs. This is going to happen.
Fitz, you're invited to my party. It's the playoff party. I've been consistent all year. We're almost there. First to play in, but if it's Utah or Phoenix, do you feel me now? Did you see anything last night that says, you know what, my guy Guru might be right? Maybe they can neutralize Gobert, and they got action against Utah if they link up with them in a seven-game series.
Well, you know what's weird about that is they beat Utah now two out of the three regular season games. But last night's weird because you don't have Conley and Mitchell, and so it's hard to – extrapolate Utah's playing without guards. However, the one thing you take out of it, where you're driving right down the middle of the road, Guru, is they aren't going to fear Utah. I could tell you that. I mean, Utah is probably better. They got 50 wins for a reason, but it's not like the Warriors are going to have any fear or feel like they're intimidated against those guys at all.
How about the final sequence, Fitz, last night? Warriors up 18. It looks like, oh goodness, this might get away, and Steph misses the three. Take me through it after that, where you realize Kevon's going to get there, and they're going to get a second crack at it from number 30.
Well, I couldn't, first of all, Looney now three straight games double-digit rebounding. He's never done that in his career, which was great. Long shots yield long rebounds, and that's when you have athletic guys are going for the scatter rebounds, that should be a Warrior strength. That's why the games where they don't rebound get you frustrated, because they have Bazemore and they have Wiggins, they have Looney, Draymond, and Steph is a good rebounder for his size. So it ricochets out. You knew he was going to get it back to Draymond, and then Draymond said post-game, he's going to look for Steph no matter what. Royce O'Neal had done such a great job on Steph all game out top. I don't know why he bought the fake back to midcourt.
Yeah.
Steph, like, juked him back to the logo and then cut back to the three-point arc. You know, it was all without a screen. And then, man, there's just a few threes where when Steph has missed one, you know he's not going to miss that next one. So that was amazing. But we did say, you know, at the beginning of that four, I mean, I kept saying it, Utah averages 31 in the fourth. They're the best fourth-quarter team. Even at 12-15, Kalen and I were not very giddy because it was just like, here comes a run. So when Clarkson, you know, went nuts and they actually took the lead, it was like, oh, man, this one's going to hurt. And so to pull it back out of the fire was really, really big because the Warriors had not done that in a lot of games this year. They've squandered some, but they never pulled a few of them back. That's why that was a really good win.
Bob Fitzgerald, voice of the Warriors. You can hear him on NBC Sports Bay Area, and you can hear him tonight at 7 o'clock. Warriors, Suns, don't forget they have a game tonight. Fitz, I want to be careful here because I'm not saying that the Warriors are better without certain guys, but it does seem to me like they found an identity without Wiseman, Oubre, and Pascal. Is that a coincidence, do you think?
Or, yes.
See, yes, because I quite frankly think that this team right now, the players on this team know exactly how to play with Steph, exactly how to maximize, you know, the ability of the team. And I don't know. I mean,
were you saying that when Dallas beat them by 40 and Minnesota beat them by double digits and crushed them on the glass? Because that just happened a week ago where they looked pathetic. Without any size or athleticism.
Here's what I'm saying. For Wiseman, he's a rookie. He had so much to learn.
Right.
He had to worry a lot about himself and how to play in the NBA. Oubre, sometimes I just don't think he fits. Is he going to be here next year? Is he not going to be here next year? He's got, you know, and his style of play, I'm not crazy about on this particular team. It just seems like the players right now know so well how to play with Steph.
No, that you're talking on two different things, and you're probably right on both, is that the guys with only eight guys playing definitely know how to play off Steph. What I'm saying is Steph against the world is not a winning formula moving forward if you want to win a championship, because as brilliant as he is, you lose in New Orleans because he goes 1-for-12 down the stretch, and you have nobody else that can go and make a basket. And so to beat an elite team, you know, over a long period of time or get through multiple playoff series, Steph's brilliance is amazing. Draymond's playing at the height of his abilities. You need other guys. You know, you need other guys. And so, you know, the one I liked was when Steph had 62 against Portland. That's also when Wiseman had a double-double in that game. And nobody was saying, oh, Steph can't go crazy and Wiseman holds him back. That was the best Steph's ever scored in his life, and it's because he had a big guy who was a huge threat all during the game. So, give me all the talent. I'll take lots of talented guys, like 9, 10, 11 talented guys, rather than eight guys, and, you know, you're riding on. You know that reserve tire you get when your tire blows and it only goes for 50 miles? That's what they're on. They're on that reserve tire right now. I don't want to play a whole season next year on the reserve tire.
Fitz, I got an old Cadillac. I got two of those tires. I know what you're talking about. Let me give you this, Fitz. You talk about a metamorphosis. Outside of Steph Curry, and I'm about to shock my guys here, outside of Steph Curry, the biggest story to me in this Warriors season has been Jordan Poole. And when he was going to Santa Cruz, honestly, Fitz, me personally, I thought he was done. I was like, he'll never come back from that. My fault. But where I'm going is – He's hunting for shots, and if this team is going to do something on the next level in the offs, this ain't going away. This is a real thing. Now, whether he's hot or he's off, the opportunity is there. Just share with me what you think of what I'm saying and how surprised are you in what you're seeing from, hopefully, a Jordan Clarkson in the making.
Well, you're hitting on something that, you know, I think would be a good kind of thing for everybody to grab for a second. Why would you give up on a 20-year-old last year or going down to Santa Cruz? What, I mean, seriously, like, Can't anyone get to be 21, 22, 23, 24, and we actually see if they can play or not? What the hell is this? If someone's, you know, plays 12 games when they're 20 years old, that's the end of their career. We got to stop that. So Jordan Poole was the 28th pick in the draft. He played, you know, he came out of college a year too early. Last year was his college year. And this year he's been up and down. But I like what you said in terms of this whole season is about who can be part of the next journey for the Warriors. Steph will be there. Klay will be there. Draymond will be there. Looney will be there. And then Jordan Poole, I agree with you 100%, is going to be there. He's going to be part of the next edition of the Dubs. And you see the pyrotechnics. When he plays well, they are really good because he's a creator and a scorer and an energy guy off the bench, and they're dying for those type of players.
Is it troubling then, thus, that we can't see Alan Smiley-Geach and Nico Mannion even in a, hey, you've got a pulse situation?
No, because I think that, you know, Smiley's a 39th pick and Nico's the 48th or something, is that you're just going to – you want guys to not be on a team because you're better next year. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be, hey, they're not here. Right, because there's better players instead of them. And that would be a good thing.
Bob Absolutely. Fitzgerald joining us on 95.7 The Game. The voice of the Golden State Warriors on NBC Sports Bay Area. Tip-off tonight at 7. If you're going to go radio, 95.7 The Game's got Warriors Live at 5:30 with J.D. Covey and Jim Barnett. Bob, have your impressions of this team changed at all over the last month in terms of what their ceiling might be?
Okay, so we've all hung out all season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what I said the Warriors' record would be? 100 times with you guys, the morning show, the afternoon show.
I think you had it at 38-34, Bob.
38-34. How's that 38-34 looking, guys?
Looking better than my 33-39, Fitz. I'll tell you that.
38-34, and the eighth seed was the Fitz prediction preseason, middle of the season, late in the season, and the final week of the season. I'm staying with 38-34 in the eighth seed. And so, no, my impressions of the team vis-a-vis where they sit in the West have not changed that much. I am actually very surprised in a great way that if you would have told me Pascal's going to miss all this time, Wiseman's going to miss all this time, Oubre's going to miss this time, Looney's going to be out 11 games, Steph's going to miss 8 games, Draymond's going to miss at the beginning of the year. Like, if you would have told me all that and they still got to 38-34, I'd be like, wow, okay, great. How did they do that? Well, they did that because, like Guru said, Poole came along, Juan Toscano-Anderson came along, Bazemore had his best career shooting year, Wiggins had his best career shooting year. Like, and then, by the way, Steph went, hey, I'll just remind everybody, I can play at an MVP level and be one of the best players in the whole league. So, you know, it's been really, I think, a fun year, a frustrating year. I wish other guys weren't hurt so we could see them in the crucible of, you know, postseason games. But I'm still the exact same optimism level for the next couple years, because here's the last one that, and you guys are smart enough to get this, I don't know where people are going sideways on this. As Minnesota has won games, that means the Warriors are going to get their pick, or at least the math even gets better.
Right.
It used to be 60-40. Now it's going to be 70-30. And so if you get the 6th pick, the 4th pick, the 7th pick, the math doesn't work that they get the 5th. But 4, 6, 7, 8 plus 17, you can have the 7th pick and the 17th pick and Klay, and you're adding all that on top of this? That makes you feel really good kind of moving forward the next couple years.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, thank you so much. It's getting fun. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Do you guys want to print something out, keep it, and throw it in the garbage later? Read the ESPN next 3 years projections of NBA teams. They have the Warriors at 15th. They're not 15th now. What the hell are these guys doing?
Yeah. I mean,
it's like the people that had the Warriors at 11th or 12th before this season. Like, did people watch basketball for a living? What is going on here? 15th over the next 3 years. Are they expecting like a, you know, an incident at Chase Center and the building's uninhabitable? Or what the hell are people watching?
we'll talk about it after you get off the air, maybe, because that's a good question, Bob. Appreciate it.
15th,
you're stirring
yeah.
a topic for us.
Steph, Clay,
that.
Wiggins, Cut Draymond, it. Wiseman, two number one picks, Poole, Pascal. Yeah, 15th. Okay, 15th over the next 3 years. All right, I got it.
All right,
love
that's
it, guys.
Bob Fitzgerald.
See how the season finishes. It's going to be fun.
Yes, sir. You can hear Fitz, 7 o'clock tonight, Warriors Suns at the Chase Center. Bob Fitzgerald. He's high on the Warriors, guys. I don't know if you know that. Especially their future. But the one thing I was thinking about is I was going back to the beginning of the year when Clay got hurt.